It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The weather and temperature in Michigan and across the country has been particularly brutal in recent days. We've seen record low wind chills across the state, and some Michiganders are facing this weather without shelter. We're joined now by Alan Schulmeister, the executive director of the Shelter Association of Washtenaw County. Alan, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
So there's over 80,000 homeless people in the state. With weather this severe, what kinds of challenges are they facing?
Well, obviously, when the weather is this severe, somebody could quite easily succumb to hypothermia when they're sleeping outside if they're not protected in the correct way. There's definitely, it's very difficult to stay outside when it's this cold, and even walking to and from different services could cause frostbite if you don't have appropriate hats, gloves, scarves, you know, warm weather clothing.
How well is Michigan and Washtenaw County able to provide support for this population?
Well, and I can mostly just speak for Washtenaw County, and Washtenaw County is has been mobilizing for the last few days to try to make sure that we have everybody who's outside, inside, one way or another. The Delana Center, every year between the time of November 15th to March 31st, provides an additional warming center and rotating shelter, which provide overnight warm place to sleep. In most of our Michigan winters, that could be sufficient. However, in the days like this, when it's extremely cold, we have more people who need to come in, and we have more need to have people inside during the day. So we have what we call a weather amnesty, which allows people to stay inside during the day if they have no place else to go. And a lot of facilities in our area are opening just so that people can come in and get warm. We also have a church rotation shelter, which provides a space for 25 men every night. Each church takes on a week during the winter season of mid-November to the end of March. They have volunteers who pick people up at the Delana Center, and they go to the church, and the church has volunteers to stay with them overnight. It's a really great program, and we're very, very grateful to our churches for doing that.
When we look at the homeless population, you're able to respond right now to an immediate need, but do you have other services to try to get people off the street permanently?
Oh, yes. In fact, that's our mission. The mission of the Delana Center and the Shelter Association is to end homelessness one person at a time. And we definitely house about 200 people a year, but we serve about 1,400 people a year. So the need is great for affordable housing and for income-creating jobs that people with a low level of skill can do, and in order to help house themselves. When we talk about affordable housing for this population, we're talking about $1 to $350 a month out of their income in order to provide housing, which is really scarce in Washtenaw County area.
For people who are listening who may want to help, what's really the best thing to do?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to advocate for affordable housing and services. I think that that's the most important thing, because without that, anything else is just really a Band-Aid to the problem. If you are a landlord or own property or have apartments, you know, being able to be willing to be slightly more tolerant of people's situations when we're trying to house people. We have some people that we could house if we could find units for them or landlords who were willing to take them. I want to make sure that I mention that we do have landlords in our community that are more than willing to work with us, and we are able to house people. As I said, we house regularly 200 people a year, and that's due to the good graces of a lot of the landlords who do work with us. However, there just is not enough places to house people in our community that we need to have. So we're always looking for more landlords who are willing to help us out.
So that's really a long-term vision for how to help. What about in the short term?
In the short term, I think it's really wonderful and amazing that our community facilities have opened up their doors to provide warming places for people. I think that making sure that the shelters are supported with dollars and blankets and hats, gloves, and those type of in-kind things, supporting the feeding, like places like Food Gatherers that provide food for people every single day. I think all of those things are important on an ongoing basis, because we are the ones that have to keep our doors open to be here so that we can respond even in an extraordinary winter like the one we're having this year.
Ellen Schulmeister is the Executive Director of the Shelter Association of Washtenaw County. Ellen, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.